says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Here we are on Sunday, July 19th, 2020. This is the Trump Phenomenon Sunday edition, 2 hours. Enough time to talk about a few things. And I'm James Kelso, coming to you from way out here in North Dakota. The signal is coming to you from Round Rock, Texas, courtesy of the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's who you want to support at republicbroadcasting.org. Get your money in now. Operators are standing by to help you. Well, let's see, where to begin? Oh, and if you want to call in here to the show, 800-313-9443. So those were our preliminaries. And let me start out with something here that struck me this morning. I watched this on my boob tube this morning. I watched, I'll start it up here in a moment. Hopefully it will cooperate with me. Otherwise, we'll get to it later. But Maria Bartiromo was magnificent this morning. Magnificent. She had Steve Bannon on. Really great. She talked about the recent statements by Attorney General Bill Barr. Magnificent. And then she had a guy on. Well, here, let's get to it. Let's listen to it. We're going to have the tail end of Steve Bannon here, and then we'll get into this hedge fund guy, billionaire, who exemplifies the American traitor.
Off the dollar. We're sanctioning every bank. We're going to sanction individuals until you come clean and we can get therapeutics and a vaccine and know exactly what this thing is. Listen, this thing being asymptomatic, this thing being impervious to humidity and heat, this thing targeting the most vulnerable population, the aged, comorbidities, minorities. This virus we know very little about. It's time for them to stop hiding the information.
All right, we got to jump. My next guest will have a thing or two to say about that. I'll speak with Ray Dalio, global investor. Steve Bannon, thank you so much. We'll be right.
Okay. So this is Ray Dalio, a new name for most of us, chairman of Bridgewater Associates. Bridgewater. You might as well call that Trader Water. Bridgewater. This guy's a traitor. And that's what we're going to be calling him. He's an SOB. He's a billionaire SOB. He exemplifies what's wrong with America, why America has gone into the toilet, and why if we don't make it on November 3rd, this guy's the reason. This guy and his buddies, his scumbag pals. Now, that was Steve Bannon you heard just a moment ago, and he was, I'm going to play that segment back to you because it was a perfect lead-in to Ray Dalio, D-A-L-I-O. And Dalio, he's off, you know, waiting in the wings, waiting to go on the air live with Maria Bartiromo this morning. And so Steve Bannon is on deck ahead of him, and he gets to hear Steve Bannon lay into the damn Chinese beautifully. beautifully, telling the truth about these bastards, these killers, these torturers, these operators of concentration camps. And Maria Bartiromo puts up video. Why haven't we seen this? Who's been hiding this video of the Uyghurs, these separate people in China, that the Red Chinese are trying to wipe out in concentration camps by the millions? Why aren't we hearing about this? We shouldn't be having any trade with Red China. None. Zero. It should be against the law to bring a single toothpick into the United States from the communist dictatorship of Red China. Not a single toothpick. And it should be a felony with a minimum sentence of 20 years in prison for doing trade with the Communist Party of China. It should be illegal to travel to China. It should be illegal to have an investment in China. Any money invested in China should be confiscated and returned to the U.S. taxpayers. That's the way it ought to be. Now listen to Steve Bannon. He's got that spirit when he's talking here in just a moment. And then we're going to go to this sack of crap, Ray Dalio, the billionaire. I'm sure all kinds of people are running around kissing his ass because of his billions of dollars. Well, go to hell, Steve Dalio. Ray Dalio. I'll learn your name eventually here. And a man who's built Red China. He's built it up. He's sold us out. He's exactly what Donald Trump is talking about. People who worship one thing. Ray Dalio worships himself and money. That's it. Himself and money. Integrity? Forget it. Traitor. Traitor. Okay, let's go back to Steve Bannon, who's really talking about people like Ray Dalio. These are the people that have been selling us out all these years. Okay, so let's go back a few minutes into the interview with Steve Bannon. You remember him. He was Donald Trump's top strategist. And then I don't know who it was, Jared Kushner, maybe, who got Donald Trump to fire Steve Bannon. What the hell? Listen to this guy, Bannon. He's got it. He's got it right. The president has it right, too, if he would follow his own instincts and not listen to Jared Kushner or other people like him.
Well, I think the polling internal to Biden, I think the number one thing they're looking at is somebody that can't throw him off the where he's going right now. So I think whether it's Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, I think they're looking at a number of candidates. I don't think it's going to matter at the end of the day who his VP is, because really, I think Joe Biden's the one that's going to get smoked out. If President Trump's continues to drive action, that Biden's going to be smoked out and going to have to really confront President Trump on the hustings, you know, and I just don't think he's going to stand up. Right now, remember, nothing he puts forward is really coherent, and he's trying to reform himself as or rebrand himself as a populist and economic nationalist against 45 years of his track record. It's going to be very, very difficult as the Trump campaign, as a full force multiplier off of what's happening at the White House, I think begins to really identify and kind of brand Joe Biden for what he is.
Yeah, that was an incredible speech that AG Barr made this week, basically calling out corporate America, Steve, to say, look, you cannot collaborate with the Chinese Communist Party.
That's going to be one of our themes in today's show. You cannot collaborate with the Communist Party. Now, Attorney General William Barr, bless his heart. What a man. He even named names. He named Mike Rosuk. He named these firms doing business, Apple, doing business in China. And he said, you are collaborating with the Communist Party.
That you are putting profits over the short term ahead of the real issues around national security.
In other words, you're traitors. You're traitors. Putting profits ahead of national security, that's treason. They're all traitors. To America, to you, to your children.
Over the long term, do you think increasingly companies are getting it, or are they still seeing the opportunity?
No, I can answer that question. No, they're not. These are bastards that run these companies. They're not going to get it. Not, they have to be replaced. They're not capable of getting it. First, they'd have to admit that they're traitors. They're not going to do that. They're going to keep doing what they've been doing until they are compelled to stop, until trade with China is simply cut off, until those bank accounts are simply frozen, those hedge funds like Ray Dalio are put out of business.
Opportunity to sell widgets to 1.4 billion people.
Well, they better get it because he put a shot across the bow when he talked about FARA. And he said, hey, not only he used the word, remember, this is a very smart guy. He used collaborator and appeasement. Okay, collaboration and appeasement. Those words were specifically chosen by Attorney General Barr to put corporate America on notice. Then he talked about FARA.
FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act. In other words, you SOBs, I, Bill Barr, am going to make sure you get registered as what you are, agents of the damn Communist Party of China. FARA, the Foreign Agents Registration Act. All these guys like Ray Dalio, they are kissing Red China's ass as hard as they can. Mwah! They're glued onto the ass of the Communist Party. For what? Selling us out for what? A little bit of money. And these are billionaires. These are old, screwed up, messed up, unhealthy people. What are you going to do with your billions of dollars, you jackass? And you keep doing it? What about your country? Well, it's not your country, is it? You don't even belong here. You're traitors. You should be in that. We should free the Uyghurs in Western China and put you in there. You earned it. They didn't.
Talked about you guys being lobbyists and actually being unregistered foreign agents. So this is something that he really threw down on. And I got to tell you, it was a magnificent speech. The other ones of the NSA director, of the FBI director, of Pompeo also have to be reviewed in an entire context of where President Trump is taking this. Really, I think, as a war leader on economic and information war. What we have to do today is then stop playing games with the CCP. Stop being a
CCP, the Communist Chinese Communist Party.
Supplicant about this virus. We have to tell them, I believe, you turn over every piece of information, you open up the P4 lab, you let Americans and other scientists.
They're not going to do that. This is a war. Real America is at war with the bastards of Communist China. And I'm afraid Donald Trump isn't going to get. We only have 100, is it 107 days before the SOBs of the media, combined with the SOBs of corporate America, like Ray Dalio, complete their trashing of Donald Trump and install Joe Biden. I think that's what's going to happen. Well, let's listen some more here. I want you to hear Ray Dalio. I want you to hear what a traitor sounds like.
Scientists from around the world, go in there and interview everybody, get every document, or we're going to cut you off. We're going to cut you off from the U.S. dollar. We're going to sanction.
Now, at this point, this is where Steve Bannon's blood pressure starts to go up. And this is a beautiful moment. He starts to open up. And listen to this kind of emotion. This kind of intensity is what is needed.
Your banks, and we're going to sanction the highest members of the Chinese Communist Party, Wang Qishan and Xi. It's time for President Trump's got a great saying, no games. It's time to stop playing games with this murderous dictatorship.
Yes.
Time to stop playing games with this murderous dictatorship. Bingo. But if they can get rid of Trump, then, hey, we're back to business as before. Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the ass kissing can start again. And folks, there won't be another Patriot president. There won't be another Donald Trump.
They lied. The American people have died. Their own people have suffered immensely. Wow. The Chinese Communist Party people, the people there are innocent victims of this dictatorship. Bill Barr called it out. Right now, Secretary of State Pompeo is to say, you open up every lab, and the Secretary of Treasury should come in with the backing of the President of the United States and say, we're off the dollar, we're sanctioning every bank, we're going to sanction individuals until you come clean and we can get therapeutics and a vaccine and know exactly what this thing is. Listen, this thing being asymptomatic, this thing being impervious to humidity and heat, this thing targeting the most vulnerable population.
Now, you know what Steve Bannon is saying right there? Engineered coronavirus. Level 4 bioweapons lab, engineered virus, engineered to take down Donald Trump. Like the song that we play, you know, not really in jest. Kung Fu fighting. They had expert timing. Expert timing. Obviously, Carl Douglas singing Kung Fu fighting. In 1973 was not foreshadowing the Kung Flu of today. But it's no accident, this Kung Flu. I mean, it could be. I don't think so. Right before the election, the man the Chinese have to get rid of. They have to get rid of him because there's only going to be one man standing in this battle between Donald Trump and the Communist Party of China. Only one man's going to walk away from that gunfight. They have to take out Donald Trump. And the Kung Flu is doing it. He's being blamed for it. How stupid are we as an American people? How dumbass tomorrow when we show up at all of these big box stores with masks on like dumb bunnies as if we're going to die? How dumb are we? We're going to find out. Are we going to wear these masks all the way to Christmas? I think we are.
Aged, comorbidities, minorities. This virus we know very little about. It's time for them to stop hiding the information.
All right, we got to jump. My next guest will have a thing or two to say about that. I'll speak with Ray Dalio, global investor. Steve Bannon, thank you so much. We'll be right back.
Okay, here he comes. This piece of garbage.
Welcome back. Attorney General Bill Barr this week called on American companies to stop appeasing the Chinese Communist Party, saying, quote, the ultimate ambition of China's rulers is not to trade with the United States. It is to raid the United States.
I love that. Brilliant by Bill Barr. Not to trade with the U.S., but to raid the U.S. This man is excellent.
If you are an American business leader, appeasing the PRC may bring the short-term
People's Republic of China
rewards, but in the end, the PRC's goal is to replace you.
Brilliant. Brilliant. That's what a traitor, that's what a sellout is. I'm going to get a few bucks today, okay, and other little goodies that I want, and I'm going to sell you all out. I'm going to sell out my own children.
From AG Bill Barr this week. Joining me right now is the co-chief investment officer and the co-chairman and the founder of Bridgewater Associates, Ray Dalio, who has studied China and dynasties for decades. Ray, it's great to have you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good to be here.
And I know that you've been to China many times. You've invested in China. What is your reaction to what you're hearing from Bill Barr, Ray?
Well, I'm a mechanic.
There you go. There you go. He's peeing in his overpriced underwear. Well, he's almost shaking. I think he is shaking on camera. He's an old guy. He's done. He's through. He's still trying to sell out the country to get more billions. What are you going to do with him, Ray? You dumbass? You traitor? Well, I'm a mechanic, he says. What does that mean? Think about it during the break. You know. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over,
we're back, folks. It Thanks will be a better day. Especially you folks out there at TalkStream Live. We love you. Thank you for listening. All right, now we're listening to a guy named Ray Dalio. He's the founder of Bridgewater Investments. He has, I just looked him up during the break, he has $138 billion under management, meaning he and his 1,500 employees manage $138 billion put in there by investors who hope to make money off of Ray Dalio's selling out of America for easy money in China. So let's listen to Ray Dalio. He says, I'm a mechanic. I'm just a mechanic. I'm not a responsible person. I'm not an American citizen with a duty and a responsibility to my people. I'm just a mechanic. I'm just pulling the levers. I'm not making any judgments. I'm not responsible for the fact that the people that I've built up, in whom I've invested, are torturing millions of people, are subjecting 1.4 billion people to the worst dictatorship in the world. I'm not responsible for that. Don't look at me, poor little Ray Dalio. What could I do about it, you jackass?
I just look at cause-effect relationships and what things are like.
I just look at cause-effect relationships and what things are like. Did that guy go to college? Wait a minute. That's the wrong question, because if you go to college now, you do come out a dumbass. That's a dumbass. I just look at cause-effect relationships and what things are like. Can you tell me what that sentence means? I just look at what things are like.
And so not ideological.
I'm not ideological. So I'm not ideological. No, notice him clearing his throat while he's shaking. He looks like hell. He looks like crap. He looks like the guilty traitor he is. Selling out America for Red China. Thanks a lot.
I've been to China, as you say, for 35 years, and I watch them. And
he just watches them. He's not participating in the dictatorship. He's just watching them. Oh, he's a voyeur. That's what he is. He's a investor voyeur.
Operating in a world in which they are let's call it worthy opponent. That
okay, so now he says the Red Chinese are a, let's call it, worthy opponent. You lying sack of crap. A worthy opponent? That's his summary of the Red Chinese dictatorship. A worthy opponent. It gets worse.
That each country seeks to do what's in its own interest. And there's a battle over wealth and power. And that's internal or external. And each company, when they go there, forms their own view about what it's like. And then there's law.
Okay, so there's a battle for power. Well, you have to go to college to learn that. And then each company goes there to learn what it's like. Okay, so Apple and Microsoft, they go to the Chinese dictatorship to learn what it's like. Kind of like a field trip.
And so the way I view that comment or that assessment is that if the government is going to do something that will have an effect, they will have to create laws.
Okay, so now look at that. This guy is so slippery. He is slimy. So what he's saying is it's not my fault, Ray Dalio. It's the government. The government has to make a law. And you know what, Ray? We're going to make some laws for you, jackass. We're going to make it a law that you can't invest in the Communist Party, that you can't collaborate with the Communist Party, that you can't be, in effect, a stooge of the Communist Party, taking money, selling yourself.
And that those laws will determine what companies are going to do.
And that's what we're going to have to do, Ray. Stupidly, we trusted you. Stupidly, under a libertarian sort of a Bill Clinton sort of principle, Red China brought into the World Trade Organization, thanks to Joe Biden. And they're just so nice. They're a worthy opponent. Worthy opponent.
Behave according to those laws. Right. Otherwise, going to have individual companies make their own assessments.
We're going to have individual companies make their own assessments. In other words, we don't have a nation. We don't have a country. We don't have a people. It's just a bunch of companies in his jackass hedge fund of $138 billion. And if I can make more money for my investors and for me and my 1,500 employees by sticking a knife in your neck and wrecking your country, I'll do it. That's Ray Dalio's philosophy. He does have an ideology. However I can make money, I don't care how the hell I have to make it.
From my assessment of going to China and being there, it's not like the China that is being painted.
It's not like the China. Now, here he's defending communist China. It's not like the China that's being painted. Oh, okay, here he is. He's an operative for the Communist Party. He's a publicist. He's a public relations man for the Communist Party of Red China. That's exactly what he was right there, a foreign agent.
Not, there is communist, it is highly capitalist.
It's not communist, it's highly capitalist. You know what I say to that, Ray Dalio? Bullshit! Bullshit, you jackass liar! It's highly capitalist! It's highly capitalist!
The enterprise system is operating, meaning...
The free enterprise system is operating. You know what I say to that, Ray Dalio? Bullshit! You lying piece of crap! It's a communist dictatorship from start to finish, from top to bottom, all the way down to those millions of people in concentration camps dying. People having their organs harvested alive by one of the most sadistic dictatorships in the history of the world. In fact, the Chinese communist dictatorship may be number one ahead of Joe Stalin.
Go there and the innovation and the things are powerful. And that's why
we've got innovation and the things are powerful. Do you hear the gears grinding there, folks? That used to be a mind. There's innovation. Oh, it's okay. The sadism, the murder, the killing, the forced abortion of hundreds of millions of abortions in China, compelled by the government, done by the government. It's okay because there's innovation. Yeah, it probably took a lot of innovation to come up with a damn coronavirus that they engineered in their level 4 Wuhan lab and conveniently leaked out right ahead of the election.
You're seeing so many issues with competition. It's Huawei is about competition.
Huawei is about competition. This guy can't go through one single damn sentence without lying. Huawei is all about, you know what Huawei is? That's the damn computer nexus of the Communist Party. That's their eavesdropping backdoor network through which they're going to get, they already have access to your so-called personal computer. Huawei wants to run your 5G. They want to run the whole network. They want to build the hardware, the firmware, the software, all of it. They're not about free enterprise. They're not a company. They're an arm of the Communist Party. And this jackass knows it. That's the worst of it. This guy, this puke, Ray Dalio, he knows he's lying. He knows he's selling you out.
And Their technologies are quite amazing. So
their technologies are quite amazing. So, okay, so it's okay. I guess it's okay. The technologies which they're screwing our country and our people, they're screwing us to the wall with amazing technologies. You bastard! That makes it okay with you?
It is a... definitely worthy opponent. And what's
a definitely worthy opponent? God, I hope this guy gets his comeuppance. My God, what a traitor. It's definitely a worthy opponent. These people, and Bill Barr got it right. I'm with Bill Barr. Everything I'm saying echoes Bill Barr. It echoes Steve Bannon. I just make it more colorful. I'm saying exactly what Bill Barr said. They're not here to trade with America. They're here to raid America. To steal everything we have. Where do you think the F-22, the most advanced jet ever designed, why do the damn Chinese have every single secret of the F-22? Because they stole it. And now listen, you're not going to believe this. You're going to hear this puke, Ray Dalio, justify that, saying that's normal business practices. That you steal everything from another country. That's normal.
What's happening now in the rise of a great power, the challenging existing great power, is the same sort of thing that's happened in the 1930 to 45 period. So I hope we have a chance to talk about that, because there are other things that are related that all come together to set the stage that we're now in.
Well, I want to talk more about this, because you say Huawei is quite competitive, but isn't Huawei a collection of assets of Nortel Networks? Was many of those assets stolen? I mean, how do you look at China as a player that is just a competitor, when in fact they may very well be stealing intellectual property? I want to get
now. Briar Romo was on it. Briar Romo, I love her, and she's trying to not slap Ray Dalio as hard as he needs to be, when they may be stealing everything. She knows they are. We all know they are. Everyone knows they are. Stealing everything. Everything in America is being stolen. All of our top technology has been stolen. The Chinese didn't just suddenly become able to launch spaceships and able to build aircraft carriers and nuclear submarines. They didn't just pull this out of their ass. They stole it from us. And guys like Ray Dalio made it possible and justified it. Listen to this guy.
Get into that when we come back. Let's take a short break. We are talking with Ray Dalio this morning, and he is not only looking at China, but the enormous amount of stimulus thrown at this economy. We'll get into it when we come right back.
Eliminating your debt now. That's 1-844-967-06.
I'll just turn that down. Okay, here we go.
And we are back with Bridgewater's co-chairman and co-investment officer, Ray Dalio. And Ray, we were talking about China. I do want to get into the broader economy and the impact there. You have been studying stimulus in terms of all of this money being thrown at this economy. What do you think the implications are, Ray?
I'm going to pick up quickly with your China piece, and then I'll come to the other. I'm just a practical man who has studied histories, and what's happening now has happened all through the history.
Now, notice he doesn't answer her question, because he knows that she just stuck him. She just pinned him. She just identified him as the traitor he is. So he's going to try to squirm out of this. I'm going to go back to your China question, he says. And I'm just, what did he just call himself? Let me go back here. I'm just a mechanic. Listen to this. This is unreal. This guy is a piece of work.
And Ray, we were talking about China. I do want to get into the broader economy and the impact there. You have been studying stimulus in terms of all of this money being thrown at this economy. What do you think the implications are, Ray?
I'm going to pick up quickly with your China piece, and then I'll come to the other. I'm just a practical man who has studied histories, and what's happening now has happened all through the history.
I'm just a practical man who has studied history, and what's happening now has happened all through history. You lying SOB. You liar. You're not an American. Do you call yourself an American? You're not part of my country. We don't do this to our country. We don't do this to our own people. We don't do this. I'm just a practical man. And so what we're experiencing has been going on all through history? Really? Really?
In particular, I studied the rises and declines of empires and the reserve currency, starting with the Dutch. They had the World Empire. The
British. Oh, I studied the Dutch. BS, BS, BS.
British, the United States, and now.
Right.
And through that period of time, there is what you call stealing.
There is what you call stealing. Oh, there is what you call stealing.
There has always been the taking of ideas.
There has always been the taking of ideas. He's rationalizing. He's justifying. He's defending the communist murderers. The Dutch and British weren't murdering each other.
The British hired architects who took from.
So, you know, the BS continues. The BS continues. Anyway, I wanted you to and Bartiromo runs out of time. She can't host any more of this guy's BS because she runs out of time. But I don't think he'll be coming back on her show anytime soon unless he, of course, you know, the chutzpah of these people. He may think that he can actually explain his way out of this, because he's done it for his whole life. He's managed to BS all of us for his whole life. $138 billion worth of this BS. And what good's it going to do you, Ray? Baby, as you head off into eternity as a traitor, as you burn in hell, what good is your $138 billion going to do you, buddy? Dumbass. You betrayed your country, and we know it. That's the part that bothers him. All right. Let's take Dr. Kelly in California. Thanks for calling.
Dude, Kelso, I have a super important thing to get out to you and your listeners and your friends. There needs to gather together 1,000 volunteers next door in Nevada to recall Governor Steve Sisolak. And do you remember the good old days when I think it was Target or some store told these moms, you can't breastfeed your babies. And so all these moms showed up with their babies and had a feed-in.
Get me to the nub of it. So Sisolak needs to be recalled, that sounds like a damn good idea. What group is organizing? Is there somebody organizing a recall in Nevada?
Their website is called fightfornevada.com. There's a man named Barney Wadley and a gal named,
fightfornevada.com. Is that for a digit? Digit for Nevada?
I think it might be the whole word spelled out.
Okay,
try both, folks.
But now, Dr. Kelly, here's Kelso's pressing the panic button here. That sounds like a good idea to, recall a governor. But you know what? I think, we're late in the it's late in the day here. Just a little bit over 100 days before what I think is going to be Armageddon. I think that the crap that we're facing in all 50 states, not just Nevada, what we're facing in 50 states is the result of 50 years of BS, of propaganda, indoctrination of our children, as the president said so wisely in his tweet. And we'll go to his tweets in just a moment. Our children haven't been educated. They've been indoctrinated. And you know what, folks? Here's the sad story. If we're too dumb, if we are so damn dumb that we actually elect Joe Biden and whoever the hell he puts on his ticket with him over the greatest president we've ever had, that's the result of that 50 years of indoctrination. We've been dumbed down. Our political IQ has gone down a lot, and we're too dumb. We're too dumb to be. What was it? Ben Franklin who said, "What have you given us a republic if you can keep it?" Well, we're finding out we can't.
It raises up leaders. Times like these raise up leaders. Kelso, you're the leader. You're a good man.
Okay, now we're in trouble. Now we're in trouble. Wait a minute, Dr. Kelly. Pause on that. Okay, times like these inspire us to try even harder and do our best and give our all. But folks, we're going to keep doing that. And by the way, after Biden beats Trump, I'm just offering you that opposite. I'm just letting you think about that, folks. We're still going to be a team. I'm still going to be on the team with you. There's still going to be a Trump movement. And we will have to keep fighting, but it'll now be a more desperate fight. And it will be a more bleak fight. But we will keep fighting. And we will keep fighting down to the last man and woman. We'll fight all the way. Those of us that are real patriots. Now, there are a whole bunch of people that won't fight all the way. There are a whole bunch of people, and we're going to find out who they are. Now, by the way, let's hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Okay? Let's hope that on November 3rd, we have the greatest Trump phenomenon radio show we've ever had. You'll hear the screaming all the way down the street as we celebrate Donald Trump carrying Wisconsin and Minnesota and Pennsylvania and Michigan, and my God, he did it again. He took those key states where, you know, blue-collar working America, Rust Belt America, that's had enough, finally said to hell with the Democrat Party, and they voted Republican. They voted Trump. But I'll tell you what's got me really worried, Dr. Kelly. These people, when I go out and I talk to somebody out on the street, and they're wearing their damn mask in North Dakota, and they're terrified of the virus that doesn't even exist here. I mean, effectively doesn't exist. I mean, if you say a virus that the current odds, here's what they do. They say that the worldwide death toll of the coronavirus is 600,000 right now. 600,000. The world's population is 7.5 billion. So let's kind of just round these numbers up, and let's just call, probably only a third of those 600,000 actually died of the flu, this particular flu. So that's a couple hundred thousand people. Out of 7.5 billion, just think for a second, folks, we've been dumbed down. We don't understand words like billion or million. I don't think Americans understand that a billion is 1,000 millions. I don't think they understand that.
Dude, your listeners do. You deserve more credit.
If you had 7.5 million people that died of the coronavirus, your odds of dying are 1 in 1,000. But let's go a little deeper. Instead of 7.5 million people dead, let's talk about 750,000 people dead. Now your odds are 1 in 10,000. And we know that that's already too high a number, 750,000. So already your odds of dying of this boogeyman are 1 in 10,000. But now, if it's really more like 200,000, triple that number, your odds are 1 in 30,000 of dying of the coronavirus if you're 80 years old and if you have COPD, emphysema, morbid obesity, or diabetes, or all of those, or Alzheimer's, or cancer, or you were in a traffic accident. Because those are the people being categorized as COVID-19 fatalities. So it's 1 in 30,000, ladies and gentlemen. How can you possibly be out there in your SUV in North Dakota with your windows rolled up, with your mask on? We've gone nuts. And that's why I'm concerned. That's why I'm yelling on the radio, Dr. Kelly, because I see people around me who've clearly lost their minds. These are not people who can keep a republic. These are people who can be panicked into anything. They can get them to do anything.
I've been wearing the bunny suit and the mask, not the mask, but the bunny suit for 4 years coming up on because of the radio frequency, the smart meters, yada, yada. It absorbs into the skeleton 9 times more.
Well, okay, than the soft all right, tissue. But I want to stay on this subject of the fact that, folks, let me give you another number. They're probably
going to not in the nose, Kelly.
Hang on, they're going to probably keep the schools. Hang on, they're probably going to keep the schools closed in California. There are 8.9 million K-12 students in California. Okay, and I asked this question the other night, but maybe you didn't hear the show. Somebody else or somebody you out there didn't hear it. So it's a new question for you. Quiz question. Out of 8.9 million K-12 students in California, how many have died of the Kung Flu?
Oh, for $100, I'll choose zero. And Orange County opening up.
Exactly. For $100, that's correct. It's zero, folks. It's zero. It's zero. So what's wrong with people's brains? If the odds of your children dying are 0.00000, you're afraid to, you're going to shut down the schools, which means the parents can't go to work, which means the economy goes to hell, which means what? It means Donald Trump is defeated on November 3rd. That's what it means. And if people that are dumb enough to do that, They aren't intelligent enough to keep a republic. They aren't intelligent enough to deserve Donald Trump. That's my fear. And it's a huge fear. I am hoping I am wrong, and I'm doing everything I can with this radio show. If there's somebody out there who's thinking of voting for Joe Biden, what the hell are you doing? Don't! Okay? I'll do what I can. As far as I know, every person listening to my voice is going to vote for Donald Trump. Oh, and if you're thinking of not voting, don't do that either. Please vote. And get other people to vote. And let's do in 2020 what we did in 2016. Let's re-elect him. But I'll tell you what, folks. Well, we're at the bottom of the mine. I hope there's a light up above. Thanks, Dr. Kelly. We'll be back in just a minute, folks.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice.
How sick and tired of being treated this way are you, folks? Yeah, I'm with you. Let's go to Richard in Washington. Richard, are you there?
I really like your energy, but I'm a little confused. Basically, we've been hunter-scavenger-gatherers for like 400,000 years, but we've only had the ability to have religion and politics for the last 4,000 of those 400,000 years. So my question is kind of, aren't we just the products of chance?
Okay. All right. The answer is no. Now, what is your actual question?
Well, the question is, everything changed with the Protestant...
Wait, Richard, hang on. What's your point?
My point is, everything changed with the Protestant Revolution. People escaped Europe and the feudalism of Europe to come to America to form a new country and a new individual freedom. Basically, we've gone back to the herd mentality. We're now in corporate feudalism. We've allowed that to take place over 200 years and haven't protested, and now we're stuck with it, and I'm confused. I mean,
okay.
We're where we are.
I got it that you're confused, but listen, Richard, I hear you. You're like the rest of us in this sense, okay? This is an incredibly discouraging moment. And so all of us have to reach for whatever explanation we have. I mean, we're all going to be doing this. We're all going to be figuring out how the hell do I explain this? And then what the hell do I do? And what do I steer my children towards? Because this is an Armageddon coming up. This is a collapse. This is a Bolshevik takeover that we're facing. And I'm going to read a tweet from the president in a moment that illustrates what I'm talking, that I think is points in that direction. I'm going to read that tweet. But now, Richard, give me one more. Just tell me something else that's on your mind, because I don't want to cut you short here and treat you dismissively. Give me some other concise thought. Well, let me ask you this. Do you think Trump's going to win?
It's always been the individual.
Richard, do you think Trump's going to win? Richard, do you think Trump's going to win on November 3rd?
Doesn't matter. He's a plant.
Wait a minute.
Basically, it's always been the individual and a small tribe the nature.
Okay, Richard. Hey. Okay. I wish you well in your reading. I wish you well. All right. Now, folks, that last answer, it doesn't matter. Woo! Hee-ha! Okay. I won't even get on to that one. It doesn't matter. Oh, God, Richard. Okay. Are you smoking something? All right. Besides reading it. All right. Now, the... you know, here's an example of how much trouble we're in. I'm reading this. I just heard this. The head of the FBI, Christopher Wray. Okay, now the deep state, it's so deep. You dredge something up, you bring up another guy. He's deep state. You bring up the next guy, he's deep state. Bring up the next guy, he's deep state. So Donald Trump got suckered into Christopher Wray. They brought up another one from the depths. Oh, okay. We're just ending our first hour. I've got a great tweet for you. They got another one. They got another deep state guy. I'll throw you with that right after this break. Stay tuned.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.